Names are important, aren't they? Parents might spend months researching, deciding on the perfect name for their baby, and often the final decision is based on its sound or its uniqueness or perhaps its meaning, which certainly was true in days gone by. There was a particular woman that I heard about that took on a new name because she disliked her original name, and she mistakenly believed that changing it could alter her destiny. It's not likely. But here's what I know. For those of us who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and are from that time on identified by His name, my friend, a radical transformation does take place. There's a powerful significance, isn't there, attached to the name above all names, the name of Jesus. The apostles, for example, performed miracles, Acts 3, Acts 16, Acts 4. They cast out demons in His name, Luke 10. They spoke and taught in the name of Jesus. They baptized believers in the name of Jesus, Acts 2. And it's only through the name of Jesus that we can gain access to the Father, Acts 4, verse 12. My friend, this day, as we think about the name above all names, think about this. When we become Christians, we share in that worthy name. In fact, the word Christian means little Christ. As we follow Christ, we're able to reflect His light to any darkness that we encounter, whether it's in our neighborhood or our workplace, even in our home. Our prayer should be that when people see us, they will see Christ. Our names may have meaning or significance, but to bear the name Christ, Christian, my friend, it's life transforming in this life and in the life to come. Romans 10:13 says it so powerfully, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Think about it. David went out not with spears and swords, but he went out in the name above all names. And Goliath came tumbling down because of the name. My friend, what are you facing today? What's the giant in your pathway? Don't try it with human ingenuity. Go at it with the name above all names. Do you know that demons tremble at the thought of His name? Sickness, wind, waves, nature, illness. The devil himself will flee at the name above all names. My friend, the name of Jesus is the only name with the power to transform. Let me say it again. There's only one name. It's the name of Jesus that can have the power to transform. Someone's put it this way. Lord of my life, henceforth I bear the name of Christian everywhere. Therefore, O Christ, my spirit claim and make me worthy of Your name. Heavenly Father, my friend, and I come to You only one way, in the name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have nothing to bring to You, to trade with You, to offer You, except coming in the name of Christ Jesus, covered by His blood, washed free of all of our sins, knowing that that sin debt has been satisfied by the One who bears the name above all names. We thank You. And of course, we pray this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.